This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up momentarily, and we will hear it right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, don't forget, the first domino has fallen with the Browns after this 1-5 start. Sorry, Daryl Ryder and I will talk all about it in our podcast. We'll drop one, I think, later tonight or early tomorrow morning. It's always game day in Cleveland, and, of course, you can always listen to us immediately following the games with our post-game drops. So very excited to do that. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com. on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we want to let you know we're sponsored locally by the great team of Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
I've had a lot of thoughts since the Amari Cooper trade. This is one of them, and I don't know if I believe this, but it's a thought I've had. It's the quarterback situation chasing away quality football players. Did that just happen with Amari Cooper, or was that bound to happen regardless because of his contract situation?
I think it's more, in this case, again, I don't think it's a bad thing for Amari, and we'll have to wait to see how this pays out in the end. But the fact that they were thinking about trading him before the season, that he was on the trade block before things went into play.
Well, he was not necessarily on the trade block, but he would have been included in a deal for Brandon Ayuk, which...
Well, that's trade block to me, baby.
Well, it's not trade block.
Sorry to cut you guys off. We now go out to Berea, where Kevin Stefanski is speaking at the podium.
Okay, excited for this week. Division game at our place. Got to work really hard this week to be on top of it, so we can go play fast and free on Sunday. But with that, I'll take any questions.
Kevin, obviously you knew that Cooper trade was coming before we did. Disappointed, or why? Kind of, how do you characterize?
I think disappointed when you lose any player for injury or otherwise, trade, whatever it is. So, I wish Amari luck. Obviously, I talked to him yesterday. We're excited. It opens up opportunities for other guys. But, this is – you obviously become close to your players, and you don't like to lose anybody for any reason, but we understand the business part of that, and we're excited what the opportunities will be for some other guys.
Well, for lack of a better phrase, sell that within the locker room because of the quality of player Amari is, the professional he is off the field. So, you know, how do you sell to your team? We're still trying to win. We're still trying to compete when you trade
a player. I think our guys get the – you know, that the number one thing here is to win. Number one thing is to compete. The truth is you do lose guys throughout the course of a season. Sometimes it's due to injury. Sometimes it's due to trade, whatever it may be. And our guys have to step up when that time comes.
So who's the guy who's going to step up?
Well, I think it's a good question, Tony, but I think it's a bunch of guys. I think, as you know, Amari's volume of targets was a lot. Well, those have to go to other people. So other people in the wide receiver room, the tight end room, the running back room, what have you. But we do have a lot of confidence in our guys.
After, you've had Nick Chubb on kind of a pitch count in the past, even when he's healthy. Do you have to keep that in mind this week?
We'll work through this, through that this week, Zach. I don't have a specific number right this minute, but want to see Nick practice this week and then huddle up with Nick, with the coaches, that type of thing.
After Amari posted LOL, I wouldn't have minded at all about that trade. He went out and really didn't necessarily have his best first six games of his career. Do you think he in any way, shape, or form didn't give his 100% all to this football
team? I don't think it's fair for me, Mary Kay, to speculate on that. Amari came to work every single day, did everything that I asked of him. Again, wish Amari luck, but past that, I don't have much to say.
He did say he didn't practice hard enough at one point. He said, I have to start practicing like it's a game.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of what he meant there, Tony. I think he could probably answer that better than I could. I would think if you watch the tape and see him work, he's a guy that put in extra work post-practice, off days, those type of things.
Now that you're into the work week, what gives you belief that the offense is going to be better this week?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of building off the things that are allowing us to stay on the field. That's been the biggest issue with our offense, is those critical moments of not making a play on a third down in the red zone when we can. So just double down our efforts, really.
This is uncharted territory in some respects for you since you've come here. Losing streaks have been very few and far between. Just how are you coping, handling the challenges that you're facing right now with this team and this offense?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. As you can imagine, we are full speed ahead on Cincinnati.
Kevin, you mentioned third down in the red zone. So when you take kind of a big picture look at what's been troubling this offense through six games, is that what you identify first? Or like, what are some of the things that you can go to practice today and say, this is what we're going to get better at?
Yeah, we've talked about a bunch of different things with our player, Scott, and it's not just one thing. Let me say that. Obviously, mentioned third down, mentioned red zone, because those are big plays in any game. But we just need to coach better. We need to play better. There are things that we can do better with our technique. There are things that we can do as coaches to put our guys in position to succeed. So it's multifaceted.
Do you see common problems on first and second down, Kevin? Because a lot of times it's third and long.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's a big emphasis. For sure, is being in either avoiding third down or being in manageable third downs is a big part of that. Yes.
Your guys adopted the spread game, the RPO game, and all the new things that you guys were trying to implement this year.
Yeah, I think, again, there's with where we are, Mary Kay, there's not enough that I could say we're doing well. We need to continue to work at it, whether it's run game, pass game, you name it. There are some things that I believe that our guys are comfortable with that we're doing at a decent clip. We just have to eliminate those bad football plays, eliminate some of those negative football plays.
One of the things you need to clean up are multifaceted. Do you balance that throughout the week? Is it one day here, one day there? How do you go about balancing it when it's multiple issues that you have to clean up?
Well, I just think with where we are, we need to play sound offensive football to help our team. Sound offensive football, we all know what it looks like. It's taking care of the ball. It's being efficient and explosive on first and second down. It's being good in those critical moments. So that will never change. That's the story of football, and the guys understand that. When I say multifaceted, I want it to be it's all of us. We all share in this. So we have to coach better. We have to play better.
Last few years when you guys have talked about Amari, like, I mean, obviously a big part of what he does is be a mentor in that room. So with guys like Jerry Elijah, like, where do they go from here with that leadership gone?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ashley. I think those guys obviously have been, you mentioned Jerry and Elijah, now going into, you know, multiple years for them. So they certainly can provide that for the guys. Chad O'Shea, our wide receiver coach, has been doing this for a very long time with a lot of success in different stops and with different players, so he can provide that as well.
In terms of scheme, though, is it just a natural progression where Jerry slides into Amari's spot, interchangeable?
Yeah, I think it's we have options. There's different things that we can do that we will do. I don't think that it's a simple one-for-one.
Back to who made a step up. Thrash hasn't been in a game yet. He seemed to have a pretty good preseason. What can you say about him? Is he get the opportunity?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, Jamar is potentially a guy that could step up in this. He's done a very nice job. Tony, I know I haven't seen him since the preseason, but he works very hard during the week. I think he's doing a nice job throughout this season, just continuing to stay on top of what he needs to do.
Is
Was David still on a little bit of a pitch count last week?
One more time.
Was David still on a little bit of a pitch count?
Yes. He's 1 week better. I think with those injuries, you continue to get better as you get farther away from the initial injury.
Can you see that you guys can improve on these explosive plays that your opponents have had?
Say it one more time, Jeff.
The explosive plays that your opponents have had, what can you, 'cause you didn't have a lot of those last year.
Yeah, I think the last couple games, there's been a lot of good defense, and then one or two or three plays that were giving up a lot of yardage. So that's something that Jim and I and the defensive staff were working hard at obviously staying consistent throughout the course of a football game, understanding that there's good players on the other side and they're going to make their plays. But if we can eliminate a few of those, I think we'll be right where we need to be.
You guys haven't had a play go over 40 yards this year. I think you had four go over 30. Mm-hmm. It just in this day and age, that just seems very, very unusual in this game. Just what needs to happen for you guys to start generating those type of big plays, or just start with the basics of stacking first down?
I think it's playing sound. Those plays, when you're playing sound and you're playing with great effort, they come. I don't think you can go seeking out 40-plus plays every play, but there's certainly opportunities when we have a look that we're looking for, we have to capitalize.
This might be old news, but I wasn't able to hop on the Monday Zoom call, so I wanted to ask about when you end up kicking the field goal that was 20-16. Mm-hmm. Did you consider at all a fake field goal?
I did not in that moment. We considered going for it there, Tony. Just felt like where we were from a time and timeout standpoint and how our defense was playing, felt like that was the decision to go there. But those decisions vary by game.
Is there any change in the play calling, how the structure, who's going to do it?
No specific changes other than we're going to continue to look at everything we do and try to do it better.
Did you read the Nick Chubb thing?
I did. He's a better journalist than all you guys combined. And a better football player, Scott.
Has he ever opened up about any of this stuff?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. I know all about his grandmother. I'm a fan of... I'll save her name. I'll let Nick share her name, but I'm a big fan.
He'll designate it for return to practice today. What are you expecting from him when he's back at practice?
Yeah, he'll practice today. Coming off of any injury, Cam, I think we got to always look at our guys, see what they look like, and then make determinations throughout the week. But excited that he's back out there.
Along with Chubb, you have to make a roster decision on Hine.
Yes.
Where is he at?
Similar conversation. I want to get through today, get through tomorrow, and make a determination towards the end of the week. But he's doing very well.
Nick Letter, just to go back to that, like to see at the end about talking about the city of Cleveland, I'm sure you already knew all that about him and how he felt, but what it says about him and the team and everything.
Yeah, I mean, Nick's a pretty special football player. He's a pretty special person. I think he embodies a lot of what we want to be as Cleveland Browns, and certainly I think our fans feel that from him. And for me, from my chair, I get to watch him work, and I get to see the fruits of his labor, if you will, and just I get to peek out of my office window early in the morning, and he's the only one out there running. So I've gotten to witness this journey, if you will, from back to last year and how hard he's worked. So I think that just resonates with our fan base.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, press conference from Berea. Interesting thoughts on Amari Cooper. We understand the business part of it. Boy, if you're looking at this, the business part of it is huge. He also said Amari came to work every day and did everything I asked, when he was kind of pressed a little bit as to, was Amari a problem? What'd you think of that?
Yeah, I didn't really feel like he did what he... It wasn't the, was he a problem? It goes back to Amari saying, I need to focus more, I think, in practice, and then I need to work harder. So I think the question was kind of spinning Amari's words about trying to step up and get better to be a better player. I don't know. I'm just assuming that Kevin is being truthful on all the stuff, and that Kevin is... I think if Kevin asked him to do something, he did it. And could it have been better? Probably, especially when you're in the middle of game day and they need you to catch a crucial first down after you just went 1-for-13 the week before on third down. So I don't know. I just, at this point with the whole trade, it just kind of seems like he needed to change the scenery, and maybe perhaps the team did too.
That's something I can't disagree with. The only issue I have is this. I understand, as Kevin said, the business aspect of it. You know, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He wasn't coming back here. We know the Browns didn't want to pay him, of course, because they would have already. And he wanted to go somewhere else, I'm sure. They traded their best wide receiver. And I think we need to remember that. And now it's a wide receiver crew that I thought needed additional help before trading Amari Cooper. And now, man, if they find it from within, congratulations. That's an impressive thing if you're able to do that. I don't know if you're able to do that. It just, you traded away your best wide receiver. And now you have an offense that can't score without its best wide receiver there. So stay tuned. We'll see how it all plays out. It's Baskin and Phelps. We're at the Rally House in Fairview Park. Chris Rose joining us momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps. It's Baskin and Phelps. We're at the Rally House. We're in Fairview Park. Chris Rose expected to join us momentarily, so we're anxious to talk to our buddy Chris from the NFL Network. I'm Jeff Phelps. My pal's Andy Baskin. Folks are stopping out, getting goodies, registering for the Josh Naylor Limited Jersey. Drawing's at 2 o'clock. You don't need to be present to win. So keep that in mind, folks. Amari Cooper is now a Buffalo Bill. We just heard from Kevin Stefanski. Kevin channeled his inner Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he did.
We're thinking Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati.
He didn't say that, but he said something about Cincinnati's. And I thought, go ahead, just say it. Say it. He didn't say it completely.
No, I mean, we're not getting a lot of answers from him. I just... You know, it makes you wonder, because I keep thinking about why was the press conference so late the other day, the Zoom press conference, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that's when the Amari Cooper thing was kind of going down, or something else was, or they were trying to bring in players or trying to figure out what they would do or what the next step is, or I'd like to see the big picture
trying to do.
Yeah, there's a part of me that would love to know what the big picture thought process is on the rest of the season, and you know, how much do you veer towards the draft? How much do you veer towards trying to get victories this season? I know Kevin said, you know, we're all about trying to get a win this week, and he's right, but I don't know. The personnel changed. I think you've downgraded at the wide receiver position, so I don't know. Or maybe it could be addition by subtraction. We'll find out at some point. So
That could be fun. We will see. Chris Rose expected to join us shortly. Dominic is in East Rochester. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay. How are you?
You know, you wanted me to call back as a Yankee fan, but just before that, you know, as a lifelong Browns fan, I Mary Kay touched on it with the coach. You know, Cooper was tanking to get traded. It was obvious to me.
I find that just really hard to believe that he would tank to do it. I mean, he may not have had the greatest attitude, or maybe he wasn't all in and wasn't happy, because you go back to the beginning of the season and his name was out there in trade rumors. Yeah. So I can understand that. I find it hard to believe that, although I guess, I don't know, anything's possible. So.
I know, it's hard to believe. Anyway, listen, on to the baseball.
Hey, Dominic, I'm sorry, buddy. We got to let you go. I'll put you back on hold if you'd like to hang on. You're more than welcome to. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Our buddy Chris Rose joins us right now. Christopher, good day to you, sir.
Hey, sorry. Tell Dominic I screwed him. That's my fault. I was I forgotten to set my alarm for these guys. That's my fault. Dom, I owe you one.
I enjoyed your work, by the way, over the weekend on Game Day Final. Oh. You do a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
So you're welcome, and you should watch it on the NFL Network if you want the best look at what happened in the NFL each and every Sunday, along with Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris and his incredible humor. So there you go. Amari Cooper traded yesterday. Your reaction was what?
Not surprising. Maybe felt a little bit early, but yeah, I mean, this is, I think he's the first out the door of a few. And yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, it just is. I don't think we felt like 1-5 was a possibility with that early season schedule, because it's now going to start to get tough, if that's really possible. I don't know. Guys, I got to be honest. At the beginning of the year, when I was covering the team, the preseason, I knew how challenging the AFC North would be, right? And we knew that their schedule was probably going to be fairly difficult. So if you felt like there was going to be a step back, then you felt like it was going to be 8-9, you know, something like that. This is shocking and disappointing, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, Chris, as you say that, I keep thinking we haven't even seen an AFC North team yet until this week.
Right.
We still have the full gambit to go with those guys. I just – when you heard Amari got traded yesterday, is that, and I think you kind of alluded to it, but I just want to hear you. Is it, I mean, do you feel like the white flag's going up right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're planning for next season without saying it?
Yeah, yeah.
I do. I, you know, now the question is, can we hit on a third rounder? You know, it doesn't, we don't have great tradition around here lately of third round pick. So that's the key. If you're going to do this, you damn well better make sure that you nail some of this stuff. And until the quarterback situation resolves itself, I don't know how much it matters, because go look at the teams leading the divisions today, guys. I would say, with the exception of the Minnesota Vikings, the rest of those teams are locked into their quarterbacks for the foreseeable future.
Chris Rose joining us. Why did Amari not have a typical Amari year here? Was it him?
I don't know.
Was it his contract? Was it the line? Was it Deshaun?
I don't know. I mean, listen, he's totally different than a guy who has been a prototypical Pro Bowl receiver. You don't hear from him at all. When he speaks, it's not really about him. It's about everybody else and what we're trying to do and things of that nature. Now, do I think that he was possibly bothered by some of the talk? It's possible. I mean, just put yourself in his situation. You've played pretty well. You see the big contracts that receivers got in the offseason, some of whom haven't come very close to what he's accomplished in a decade in the NFL. And, you know, your feelings might be hurt a little bit. Now, whether or not he carried that onto the field, I don't know. But he didn't play well from the word go. He dropped way too many passes. You know, I'm rooting for him. I hope he does well there in Buffalo. I mean, I don't want the Bills to do great because that just means the third-round pick gets worse.
Right.
But he gave us a couple of really good, memorable seasons.
Chris, you know, we're talking a lot about Deshaun Watson the last couple of days and where are we going with this thing with Deshaun Watson. And, you know, Kevin has been very vehement about not changing, saying that he gives this team the best opportunity to win. When you watch these guys play, how much of it do you think is Deshaun? How much is the offensive line? How much of it is the drops? Like, what goes through your mind and how much of this should be pointed at Deshaun?
All right, well, I apologize. She caught me on my walk. There you go. Listen to LA's finest, folks.
Hey, there's Chris Rose.
Head to Cleveland. Save our team.
Is that squad 51?
So that's a start.
Squad 51 from emergency right there.
Listen, guys, I don't break down film for a living, but I know people who do. And I get clips that are like, what is he thinking about? And I said, I don't know. You tell me, you know. So it's just troublesome all the way around. None of it's good. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And it's just disheartening to be at this point of the year. I mean, can they turn it around? I suppose there's enough games to do it. We do play the Bengals at home this week. Nick Chubb will be back. Joe Burrow doesn't win in Cleveland. These are all good things to look forward to, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I like the way you summed that up. The other day, Kevin Stefanski on Monday said, football decisions he makes. I say, okay, great. But I'd be surprised if that's completely true, Chris, because I mean, you don't bring in a guy on a huge contract and give up all the number ones and then just tell the coach, you know. I would think there's more to it than just Kevin sticking with Deshaun Watson, no? And I would expect there to be, actually. I don't mean it's a bad thing. I would expect there to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, I have the opportunity to interview Kevin a handful of times and interact with him. And he's as genuine as they come. I'm just telling you that out of, you know, NFL coaches and baseball managers that I talk to,
yeah,
he really is like near top of the list when it comes to that. And if that's the case, then that's the case. But then that just means that here's the problem, right, guys, is that we've already seen Kevin Stefanski's offense work at a very high level when the main ingredient changed. And so now we see what we've got every Sunday, and you can't unsee it. You can't unsee it. So whether Kevin is doing this on his own or they're discussing it behind closed doors and he's just publicly saying it's himself, the point is the same. I mean, right? Like, does it really matter where it's coming from at this point? I don't know.
All right, Chris, let's switch gears, and I never thought I would say this, but let's talk about the good news here in town. The Guardians are down 0-2 in the series.
Wow.
How can they regroup when they come back home for these next couple of games?
So it's tough. You know, there's two very good teams that got eliminated in the last round whose offenses are exceptional, in my opinion, and that's the Padres and the Phillies. And there was a common denominator there. They did not get hits in clutch situations, in big time. And that happens so much in the baseball season. I can't explain that enough to maybe a casual baseball fan who maybe hopped on at the beginning of October. The Guardians really got, if you think about it, in the Detroit series, two monumental swings, one from David Fry and one from Lane Thomas. You know, you could probably throw the Thomas three-run homer in there, but they were already up 2-0 in game one when he hit that. But that was pretty much it. We went 20 straight innings without scoring in the playoffs. That's usually a death knell, and we advanced somehow. The Phillies and Padres are home because they didn't against teams that are pretty good in the Mets and the Dodgers. You have to connect at least once when the bases are loaded. You have to. And, I mean, it's that simple, guys. Like, have we looked a little league-ish at times? Yeah, we got a poor kid that's out there spiking fastballs 10 feet in front of home plate. And we've got another guy who's a Gold Glove finalist and is really one of two players giving consistent postseason at-bats that drops a pop-up. That sort of stuff can't happen when you're going against the Yankees. So take a deep breath. Enjoy your off day. Have a good Cleveland fan base. Don't sell your tickets to Yankee fans. And support them tomorrow. I'll be watching from London.
London! You get the game this week.
Yes, I'll be calling the mighty 1-5 Jaguars and the mighty 1-5 Patriots. But the good news is we get to see Drake May, which I'm excited about because I think he's pretty talented.
Fabulous. All right, bud. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy and safe travels to London. We'll be listening to you Sunday morning, 9:30, NFL Network.
I appreciate it. And if the Browns pick up a win, I might just stay in Europe and watch the rest of the season from over there.
Now you're talking. All right, buddy. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Guys, thanks for putting up with the sirens. I apologize for that.
No worries. No worries.
We love L.A. Chris Rose joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deshaun Watson expected to speak in the 1 o'clock hour. When he does, we will hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan. It's Baskin and Phelps. We're at the Rally House in Fairview Park. Baskin and Phelps, we're at the Rally House in Fairview Park. Folks stopping in to say hi, and we really appreciate that. Martha from Oakwood Village just stopped in. She listened all the time.
Very nice.
We appreciate
a lot of Eastsiders coming over here to check and say hi to us today.
Yeah, how about that?
A lot of 480 action going on there. All right, start your game day with Earl Malden from 7 to 9. Then Jonathan Peterlin and Spencer German. They host the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show starting at 9 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m. Daryl Ryder joins us for the latest from the stadium. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show a part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com.
Deshaun Watson's press conference coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. And when he speaks, you will hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan. We just talked with Chris Rose about the Amari Cooper trade. He had some interesting thoughts and interesting thoughts about where the Browns are right now. We're going to talk more Browns in a second. Dominic in West Rochester, East Rochester. Is back with us. Dominic, sorry to cut you off. And we want to let you get your point in about that dang baseball team. Not ours, yours.
No, I appreciate that. You had to take the interview. That's fine. No problem here. Listen, I'm a Browns fan and a Yankee fan for 70 years each. I got to tell you that even though I was a season ticket holder for the Browns, I'm a bigger Yankee fan. But the reason being is because, obviously, they've won for me, and that's more fun. As far as this series, you guys told me to call back, and you don't know me too well, but I can tell you this. I would be calling even if we lost both of the games, because that's what I do. I'll call if I win. I call if I lose. You know, we won a couple of games, but, boy, I got to tell you something. You guys helped us a lot.
That's what happens when you leave 11 guys on base and the base is loaded twice.
I know. And hey, listen, we left 8 on the first game. We left 6 on the first 3 innings in the first game against you guys. So, your interview there said something that was really profound. You know, with the bases loaded, you got to get some hits in the playoffs or you're going to lose. So, I'll tell you another thing. You know, Cole stunk yesterday. Let me tell you, he was bad.
He was not his usual sharp self, but he hasn't been terrific all year long. Not his usual self.
Couple of games, but and your manager, and I know you guys like him, and that I probably would like him better than mine. I hate mine, but he pulls your pitcher after less than 2 innings. I mean,
1 1/3.
You did us a favor. I know you guys Monday told me, you know, Dom, wait till you see our bullpen. Yeah, got a bullpen. But, you know, you're going to wear that bullpen out, to tell you the truth.
And you know what, though? We've been saying that all year, and they don't seem to be worn out yet. So I'm waiting to see what happens.
Boone does the same thing, though. You know, we bring in a guy from the bullpen, and he goes 1-2-3 with 3 strikeouts, and they don't bring him back for the next inning. So, I don't get that. But bottom line is this. You know, it's 2-0. We're ahead. I don't think you're going to be able to beat us, especially if we start hitting, because and maybe Judge woke up last night. I don't know. You know, it was a big home run, I have to admit. But, it is what it is.
All right, Dominic, thank you. Us and we, Dominic was hitting 6th.
Oh, Dominic had a really good at bat. I thought he was good.
All in fun, Dominic. All in fun. Game 3 coming up tomorrow. Andy, do the words must win mean anything to you?
Yeah, they got to win. I don't think there's any question. So, I don't know. You'll be back home. You got the crowd at home. They just need to get some timely hitting. I think that's what this first 2 games of the series has been all about. Getting timely hitting. And, you know, little things are going to happen there. You can't have 2 errors. That's another problem. It did seem like the wind was a little crazy last night.
Yeah.
I know it was for game 1.
I mean, how often does Brian Rocchio butcher a pop-up?
It doesn't. It doesn't happen. And so a little bit goofy, maybe a little home cooking in New York. We'll see what happens when these guys come back home. Man, what a night I had last night. And I think everyone that was there last night had a fantastic time. I was at the Greater Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame banquet. And Wayne Embry, Holly Koester, Anderson Varejao, Cheryl White, Jim Donovan, they're the newest members of the Greater Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame, and there's going to be a permanent Hall of Fame coming on. I tell anybody, check out clevelandsportshall.com for the opportunity to see what's going on. But the event last night was just fantastic, and Anderson Varejao, I wish I could just bottle up everything that he said about his playing career in Cleveland and what the fans meant to him. I mean, he was in tears last night just talking about, you know, coming here to a new country where he didn't speak English and just his affection for Northeast Ohio. And, you know, he talked about Paul Silas, you know, the first time he walked out on the floor and no one knew who he was. And, you know, Paul Silas had this guy that no one knew anything about. And just the fans embraced Anderson Varejao like he could never, ever, ever believe. And man, it was so touching. It was just great last night. Wayne Embry got up last night and spoke, and Wayne's a little bit slower. I never realized, and I knew, you know, Wayne was a native Ohioan, like how great of an athlete he was when he played. That the Giants, the New York Football Giants, offered him a contract as well. And he ended up going to Cincinnati to play for the Royals. And, you know, he talked about watching the parade after the team had won the championship in 2016. And he's very emotional about it, just saying, I wish I could have delivered that with the teams that I had. And it was a fantastic night. Jim Donovan being honored last night, it was outstanding. It was a touching night. Cheryl White, I mean, just everything about the night last night was great. And the Greater Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame, they do a fantastic job. And I'm so excited. I'm going to be a part of it a lot more here in the future. So it was outstanding. And if you get a chance to watch any of the speeches online, you definitely should, especially Andy's. Andy's was amazing.
Deshaun Watson's press conference coming up at the 1 o'clock hour. We will hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.